you've been at it for a couple of years now, and you're kind of a victim of your own success.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so this puts you in a situation where you're running a little low on supplies.
Yes, we are. We had no idea that the number of people in need would be so big. When we first started, we were feeding approximately 12 people, and then we had to shut down for a bit because of COVID. And when we reopened, we started offering our services again, and it just right from the first day that we reopened, we went to 48 people, and from there it just escalated, and our highest number so far has been 119 people that we're serving. So the budget kind of got a little tight there, and we're trying to reach out to the community and the people to see if they can actually help out with this. And we're also trying to make it a weekly thing, but we need more volunteers and definitely more donations.
So you've been doing it every second week on a Friday, is that right?
Every second week, yes, on a Monday.
On a Monday, okay. Okay. So what do you do, how do you do it when there's 119 that you weren't expecting, or were you expecting? Do people reserve?
There are people that reserve, yes, that call in and reserve, but we also have a list, and we have volunteers that actually go deliver the food because it's a takeout situation that we're doing. Now most of our meals are being delivered.
Okay. Yeah, because you can't gather, I guess, at the actual hub.
No, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. So what do you do when you end up with 119? Do you, my grandma used to say, put another cup of water in the soup. There's always enough
Put
for
something
everybody.
more in there. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But it's definitely quite the preparation. But we have a great team behind us, and thank goodness my mom taught me how to cook for big for a big crowd.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what can people do to help?
Donations would really be appreciated, like even grocery gift certificates, or there is a box so far. I've approached Foodland in Niagara Falls, and there's a drop-off box where they can actually donate non-perishable food items. Also, if anybody wants to drop off any donations at the hub every second Monday between 12 and 6 p.m., we will be there. I could also be contacted at my number, which is
Okay.
705-465-0855, and we can make arrangements to go pick them up. So,
Okay. Is there anything in particular you're looking for in the ways of non-perishable food?
yeah, mostly like pasta, rice, canned vegetables, like spaghetti sauce, pasta sauce, soy sauce, sugar, different things like that.
Okay. What else was I going to ask you? Oh, this is through your church, right? The hub?
Yeah, it's we started it. Northern Lights Baptist Church in Niagara Falls started the community kitchen, and then after we restarted, when we had to stop because of COVID, the hub actually, Josh Clark actually approached me and said, "Listen, we want to help out too. So how about you guys do 1 week, and then we'll do the next one." And so they've actually joined us and have been doing this with us now for, I guess I'd say probably 2 years, I think a year or 2 years that they've been that they've joined along with us. So that's been really awesome too.
Okay, is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Just that I'm very, very thankful for everyone who has been reaching out and just helping all this come to a point where we're able to feed more people and give more to our community.
That's
I'm
what
very
I'm
thankful.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you when I had my brain cramp. So you serve a good solid meal and dessert, is that right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Like, say, if we're having stew, for example, we'll have stew, and then we'll have a slice of bread buttered, and then we'll have a dessert added as well, with salt and pepper and your condiments and utensils.